In today's Complaint Corner, Deadpool 2. This is Critically Complained. Hi, I'm Adam, and this is Steve, and we are reviewing Deadpool 2, as I just said. So, Steve, what did you think of Deadpool 2?
I liked Deadpool 2. I think it was
good.
I was discussing it with people at work the other day, and we came to the conclusion, and I think this is true, it was pretty good for a Deadpool movie.
Wow. I mean, high praise.
Well, okay.
But, I mean...
Deadpool is a very specific kind of entertaining, a very specific kind of funny, and it can only, for me anyway, I can only tolerate it. I don't... Tolerate's not the right word, but be in the same room, I guess,
handle
for a certain
it.
Amount of time.
Yeah, you can
and
handle
And I think
it.
This movie was
I
just
agree.
The right amount of that.
I agree with you very much. Like, Deadpool is a very hard character to do. Like, he's seemingly easy. It's just like, oh, just make, you know, fourth wall breaking jokes and, you know, do a be an asshole. But it's actually
very
difficult to have the right balance to the character. Like, I talked about this when we reviewed the first Deadpool, but, like, you have to have just the right amount of jokes like that, because if you have too much, then it just devolves into just, like, this jokes that no one gives a shit about. But if you have too little and if you focus too much on drama, then he doesn't feel like Deadpool mm-hmm. anymore. And I think both this movie and the previous one, both of them, I would even argue maybe this one a little bit more, perfectly strikes the balance. Like, I was laughing, but I was also invested in the story. I was invested in the characters. Like, I thought, like, tone-wise, I don't think this could have possibly been better. Like, they completely nailed it. In that regard, like, I'm not the biggest Deadpool fan ever, but I agree with you that, like, I don't think we're ever going to get a better Deadpool movie.
I mean, know? I did actually like this one, like, more than the first one, for whatever that's worth. Yeah.
Really? That's good. I was wondering that myself. I was trying to decide if I considered this one better than the first one, and I came to the conclusion that this, I think Deadpool 2 has the slight advantage, but I really like both of them. I think they're mostly equal. But I think this one works just a little bit better.
I mean, mostly it's just because of the opportunities that this afforded them. You know, because the first mm-hmm. one was a little bit hamstringed by what they were trying to accomplish with, you know, the Rayjack
like,
or whatever the hell his name is. Ajax. Yes.
Yeah, the first one, you could really tell that... How am I trying to describe this? You could really tell that they were really low budget and that this was like a passion mm-hmm. project. But with the second one, like, you can tell they were able to let loose a little bit more, and, like, you know, they actually had a little bit more money this time. They were able to do what they wanted to do. Like, the first one, at the end of the movie, when Deadpool forgets his guns for the second mm-hmm. time in the movie, they had to do that because they didn't have any money left to have the big gunfight they wanted to have. So they had to just be like, oh, I forgot my guns again. Oh, no. Like, you know, whereas this one, it's like, no, you get your big action scene. They had, spoiler alert, they had fucking Juggernaut.
Yeah, actually, that was an awesome Juggernaut, and that kicks the ass out of the X-Men Juggernaut that we had in the X-Men
movie.
Oh,
my God. Yeah, you mean from X-Men 3?
Yeah.
The Last Stand? Oh, my God. I'm the Juggernaut, bitch!
Like, nah,
fuck
nah,
you,
dude,
Juggernaut.
Nah.
No, you're not.
This was
also
the Juggernaut.
Also, I love that they actually even mentioned that he's Charles Xavier's mm-hmm. brother. Like, really quickly. Like, it was amazing. And, like, yeah, the CGI wasn't perfect or anything. Like, this is, you know, it's no Thanos, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, some jaw-dropping thing where it's just like, wow, it looks so real. But it's effective,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I liked Juggernaut. I liked Colossus. I liked all of the CGI in this movie. I thought it all worked perfectly. You know, like, I don't mind that it didn't completely, like, shatter my eyeballs with its perfection. Like, it doesn't need to do that. This is a fucking Deadpool movie,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Like, it's okay that the CGI was, like, you know, passable. It's fine. Like, I don't expect it to be Avatar or anything crazy like that. Also, holy shit, I thought that the comic book jokes in this movie were way, way cooler and smarter and better than the first one. Like, did you catch the joke about that sounds like something made by someone who can't draw feet? Like that, I fucking lost it. Do you know anything about
I
that?
remember the joke. I didn't know it was directed at somebody specific.
Oh no, the guy who invented Deadpool, his name was, I think, Robert Liefeld or something like that, and he's notorious for not being able to draw women's feet. He like always draws them like on tiptoes, like they're ballerinas, because he doesn't know how to draw feet. Like, have you seen that terrible image of like Captain
Oh,
America,
ginormous
who's
pecs,
like,
Captain America? Yes.
yeah, the ginormous pecs that's like super big? Yeah, that was Robert Liefeld. Like, he's a
Suck.
terrible. He's an absolutely terrible artist, and he invented Deadpool. Like, that's where the character came from originally. He wasn't like what we know as Deadpool in the very beginning, but he eventually became
Well,
what
I
we
mean,
know as
yeah.
Deadpool.
He wasn't wacky
But
and
I don't
irreverent yet.
know. Yeah, no, exactly. But like, I loved that joke, and there's a bunch of jokes like all throughout the movie. I can't remember them all. Where like I was just like, "Holy shit, I got that! That was so fucking clever!" Like I almost missed it. Like also, I loved the fucking cameos in this movie. I loved Brad Pitt as the Vanisher. Did you catch
The
that?
X-Men in the Oh,
No, 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 no.
yeah, I remember. Yeah.
The guy who gets
Yeah, I remember.
electrocuted. I loved Brad Pitt. Yeah, and then yeah, the X-Men like in the mansion who are all hiding from Deadpool 'cause they don't want to deal with him.
That was
Like,
weird
oh my
because
God.
they had Quicksilver there and he's from the 70s timeline.
Yeah, I don't really know if
I mean,
if anyone
it
even
didn't
gives a shit
matter at
about the
all. I
timeline
just
anymore.
it was like, "Oh, that's weird."
I mean, if you pay attention, that was all the people from like X-Men Apocalypse and Days of Future Past. It was Beast, and it was
Oh,
James
I didn't get that good of a
McAvoy
look at it. I
as
just saw Beast was there and Quicksilver
Yeah,
was
I know.
there.
You only saw him for like a fucking second, but yeah, like it was basically the cast of X-Men Apocalypse was who was in the room. Which was so fucking amazing. And oh my God, and I think this movie has the greatest
Oh,
after
yeah.
credits
Oh,
scene
yeah.
that anyone has ever made in the history of after credit scenes. Deadpool, who steals a time machine and goes back in time to kill Baraka Pool from X-Men Origins. Oh my. And then
And also
also
Ryan Reynolds.
fucking kills Ryan Reynolds before when he gets the Green Lantern script.
Dude,
Oh
Ryan
my
Reynolds hates
God, that
Green
was
Lantern more than
amazing.
anybody else.
I was thinking that. Like, I really feel like Ryan Reynolds, like I don't completely hate Green Lantern. I just don't like it. Like, I don't think it's
I mean,
very
it's
good, you know what I
bad.
mean? Like
It's bad.
it is bad. But like it doesn't like insult me. I guess it's mostly 'cause I'm not, unlike you, I'm not super
I mean,
loyal to Green Lantern,
I
so it's
actually
just like
watched it again a little while ago because it was on TV and I was like, I don't remember this. Let's watch it again. And then I watched it, like, oh, yeah, it's bad. It's still bad. Sinestro still looks like a porn
it's
star.
still bad.
Even, I know he always does because of his stupid mustache, but like, especially in that movie, it's like, holy shit, dude. Among
Yeah,
the
I
other things
agree.
that are wrong with it, that's one of them. But yeah, nobody hates that movie more than Ryan Reynolds does.
Yeah, holy shit, like he really hates Green Lantern. It's amazing. And he also very clearly fucking hates what they did to Deadpool
Oh,
in
yeah.
X-Men Origins, which is great because that I agree with. That was fucking horseshit. Let's take the merc with mouth and take away his mouth. Fuck you. Like just fuck you all over the place. That's so fucking stupid. Oh my God.
Okay, because he's dead now.
Yeah, just fixing the timeline. Don't worry about me. Like oh my God. Just fantastic. I loved it. But I don't even know. What else is there to say about this movie? I think we both
I mean,
really
I
liked
really
it.
liked it.
Yeah. I'm trying to
The thing that I wasn't super stoked on in this one was I don't want to say the plot because it was like the whole movie, but the whole like saving the kid from himself deal, I wasn't super jazzed
Yeah,
about.
actually,
Okay, actually, hang
I
on.
think it's.
You know how we were talking about like the whole time, oh, Cable this and Cable that and whatever. By the time Cable
Yeah.
got introduced to the movie, I was like, oh shit, Cable's in this movie. Totally forgot about that.
Yeah, it's a weirdly structured movie. Like the first, like I don't know, not three quarters. The first like third or so, like not quite, but whatever. The first 3/8.
Okay.
If you want to be really picky about, I don't know
interesting
why.
Interesting math.
It's like more than a third, less than half.
Okay.
But anyway, the first 3/8 or so of the movie, like, I was just like, where's Cable? Like, what is this movie? Like, this is really weird. And like, his girlfriend dies, which was genuinely like sad. Like, it didn't make me cry, but I was just like, oh, that sucks. Like, I liked her. This is too bad. And then he's all fucked up, and like the plot wasn't going anywhere, and then he goes into prison, and basically as soon as fucking Cable shows up, that's where I was just like, okay, here we go. Like, I'm in this now. But like, there was like this lull period where like right after she dies, like, you know, they're like, she dies and they do the funny little credit sequence. From there until Cable showing up, I really just didn't care. Like, I was just
yeah,
like,
there was
okay,
a whole
like,
lot of busy nothingness happening between.
I don't know.
I mean, they toyed with the idea of it trying to be big. You know, it's like, oh, Deadpool's trying to kill himself because he's sad. And it's like, okay, I can appreciate this. But at the same time, you have not set up a movie for me. You've set up like a series of sad.
Yeah, like it's just weird. And like, I mean, we both ended up liking the movie and I didn't hate it, but like, it just felt kind of odd. And it was really weird because like, if you compare it to like the first movie had a very clear plot. It was, if anything, the first movie's plot was too clear. Like, it was so incredibly simple. It's just like, this guy gave me superpowers by torturing me. I'm going to go kill him. Like, that's it. That's the entire plot. I had cancer, and then to try to solve it, I got superpowers, and I'm going to kill the guy who gave me those superpowers because I hate him, and he's an asshole. And he named himself after dish soap. Like, that's it. Like, that's the entire fucking plot. Whereas this one is just like, well, my girlfriend died, and because of that, I'm lost, and I'm suicidal, and I want to, and I don't know what to do with my life, and so I try to be an X-Man. That doesn't work. And then I end up in prison, and then I become friends with this kid, sort of, and who's evil but not yet. And then a guy from the future shows up, and we fight. And I'm trying to protect this. Like, it's so much more going on, and I feel like it was a little too much
at times.
So it's just
think
like
the
okay.
issue is because it was so front loaded with, or I guess what's the opposite of front loaded? Not
backloaded.
Well, I was gonna say lack of stuff happening in the beginning, not. Whatever. If they were going to do this is a Deadpool movie, so it doesn't matter one bit. But if they were going to do this like a real structured movie, it would have made a lot more sense to do what like Future Past did and show us the shit future where Cable lives a little bit beforehand. Mm-hmm. So we actually got to like, oh yeah, Cable's doing stuff right now. Instead of just like showing him on screen and then whoop, back in time. And then now all of a sudden he's doing stuff. And like we find out later why he's doing it, you know? But it's like, okay, but... Who were you and why?
Yeah, I agree that I could have used a little bit more from the future, like apocalyptic whatever. Like, I could have done with more of that especially early on, to kind of be like, yes, Cable is in this movie. He's important. Because he just kind of shows up later and it's just like, oh, yeah, Cable's in this. Like, we got to do that now. I guess. Whatever. But, like, again, like, as soon as he shows up, I was totally invested for, like, the rest of the movie. And, like, everything worked for me after that point. But it just took, like, way too long for him to be in the movie, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I really enjoyed Cable for as, like, not a character as he is. I mean, I
ended up really liking him. Like, he's such a weird character where he's like, he's so boring, but he's great bouncing off of Deadpool. Like I don't, like, if they wanted to make like a Cable movie, I don't really want to see that. But if they want to make more movies with Cable and Deadpool, yeah, I'm down.
It's kind of thing. Like, he becomes indirectly funny because he's surrounded by a bunch of pie throwing idiots and he's just like trying to pick up their diapers, you know? Like, he's funny next to funny people.
Exactly. That's very, very true. What did you think of Domino?
I enjoyed Domino quite a bit.
Because I actually loved her.
Everything she was a part of was good, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. Like, it was perfect. Like, I have nothing bad to say about Domino. I thought she was funny. I thought she was sexy. I thought that she had some great action scenes. Like, I thought that she had just enough of a role in the plot, like, once she showed up, where, like, she didn't overpower, but she wasn't just eye candy. Like, she was important, but not too important. She was, like, a perfect, everything about Domino, I was, like, two thumbs way up. Fucking loved it. Like, I thought she was just great.
I liked all of
Okay.
X-Force, honestly.
I really liked that too. It was hilarious. Oh my God, when they started, I actually got spoiled that I knew that X-Force was going to die. I didn't know all of X-Force was going to die. I just knew some of them did. But yeah, that was so fucking funny. I couldn't stop laughing. Like, basically, you know, it was so, I was sitting, when I went to see this movie, I was sitting next to this, like, older woman. I mean, not super, she was like in her 40s or 50s, and it was so funny because when they all started fucking dying, she was like, oh, and she was like hiding her eyes and like turning away from the screen, like towards her husband, and I thought it was the funniest thing ever. Like,
Jeez, someone hasn't seen a
it's
movie in
just
the last 20 years.
yeah, like, see, like the one that really got her was when the guy was going through
The wood chipper.
the mulch, yeah, the wood, thank you, the wood chipper, and then, like, he spit the acid and
Yeah. Not Peter.
the
No.
oh my God. Sugar Bear, no.
I mean,
Oh
okay,
my
I
God.
was pretty certain they weren't gonna make it because there was an awful lot of characters, and this Deadpool movie can't afford to have too many characters. But at the same time, I was like, I did not expect them to all be dead within the first 6 seconds.
Yeah, it was just amazing. Oh
I
my
mean,
God. Yeah, I
Terry Crews
expected
gets
them to
hit by a
have a
bus
couple of
within
scenes.
minutes of screen time, and it's like, damn, okay.
Yeah, like, Terry Crews had like a total of like three scenes in the movie. Like, it was like his introduction, he had a couple of lines on the plane, and then he jumped out of the plane and
Yep.
died. Like,
Didn't even touch
it
ground.
was, yeah,
I like how Peter
like,
like sits on the back of the ramp and kind of like scoots off, you know?
I loved how when he was like, "Well, you're in with Peter," how Dupinder was just like, "What the fuck?" Like, God damn it, this movie had so many funny
Dupinder was also
jokes.
pretty great. It's like every second
I
it was just
actually
like
really
my body is an instrument of death.
Yeah, I loved him. I didn't love Dupinder in the first one. He felt a little just too, like, you know, look at us, we're so funny. You know, he's talking to this Indian driver person. Ha ha! But this one, I thought he was hilarious. Like, I loved him. And I loved that he finally got his chance to shine at the end when he
Yeah.
killed the creepy pedophile
The
guy. Oh my
I like when
God.
they're
This
doing the
movie, it
slow-mo run
was.
thing and he's there awkwardly sprinting next to them.
Yes.
With
Oh
like an
my God.
angry rabid face and then immediately just turns around and goes back and it's like, yeah, I'll just wait in the car.
I feel like the rest of this review is just gonna be us gushing
I
about this
mean,
movie, but
honestly,
hey, I'm
like,
cool with that.
yeah, it had issues,
It was
but
just
for
so
what it is,
pleasant.
I don't think I could have enjoyed it a lot more. So this is about as good as
Yeah,
it I think it would
I
have been.
basically, yeah, I have a couple of minor issues, but I think this was about as good as it could possibly be. Like, I was very, very pleased by that. I went in with somewhat tempered expectations. Like, I wasn't super hyped
No, I
for it. I
wasn't
was just
either.
like, all right, yeah, let's see
Yeah.
it. You know, I'm this should be fun. And I was very, very
Well,
pleased with it. Like,
I was even more extreme. I remember talking about this the episode prior. I was like, I'm kind of worried about going in to Deadpool because I was concerned that it was going to be too much Deadpool for me. And I was going to be burned out of it. That was not the case. I did enjoy
Yeah, I
myself quite
agree.
a bit, but I
I
went in
think.
with the mindset of like, okay, just don't be too much, and it was the
Yeah,
perfect amount.
please. I agree. I agree with everything that you were saying. It feels good to like walk out of the movie and just be like, that was great. Like that was really nice. I liked that a lot. Let me think. What
How
else
did you feel about the
is there to
kid?
s
I forgot
I
his
thought he was
name.
okay.
No,
Fire Fist.
the kid's name, not his superhero name.
I don't remember. I just remember his name was Fire Fist, and I thought that was funny and also stupid, but also funny. I have no idea what his re
this fat little New Zealand kid.
Yeah. I thought he was okay. I
I like
wasn't
his butt
like
shank
amazed
in
by him.
the prison
You
wallet.
liked his what? Oh my God, yeah, his butt shank. Oh my God. Like, I thought he was fine. I thought that the actor did a decent job. I thought he was funny a few times. He was definitely not my favorite character in the movie
But I guess I'm asking more of like, did you like him for what he was supposed to do for the plot, or did you wish there was a lot less of him?
Not really. Not really, no. I mean, if I'm being honest, like I said, I've thoroughly enjoyed the movie, but I think that having the entire plot hinge around his character and having him have a change of heart at the end was
it did seem really awkward. Forced to, like, this one specific kid is the crux of everything. You know, I mean, it's fiction, like, that shit happens, but it wasn't awful. Okay, so, like, Deadpool's got to be a trainee, and he's got to show up for this one very specific mission, and he's got to do this thing, and he's got to go to prison with this kid, and he's got to save this kid, and then he's got to go back to redeem this kid because Cable doesn't kill him. And it's an awful lot of coincidences that pile up if any of these things didn't happen, this movie doesn't happen. Which, okay, yeah, it's a movie. That's how the world works. Yeah, there's a lot of universes where Deadpool doesn't become an X-Man.
I don't know. Yeah, I thought he was okay, but I don't.
I mean, he had some good parts in a vacuum. He had some good parts. I really enjoyed the prison wallet bit. I enjoyed that a bunch.
Yeah, I guess the problem is, like, I feel like he would have been a fine, like, supporting character. Like, if he had been like a member of X-Force that hadn't died, would have been fine with him. Yeah, I would have been perfectly content with him. But literally to have the entire plot centered around him. I just feel like it wasn't quite necessary and it didn't quite work. Like, the only reason it worked was because of everything else surrounding it. Like, it was because of the characters and because of how funny it was and because of the action and the fourth wall breaks and and most of the character drama. But him and the plot itself was kind of weak in a weird way. It's weird saying that because, like, I really liked the movie, but the plot of the movie was kind of just fine.
Well, see, that's the thing, right? Like, I don't know how to describe this because Deadpool's such a weird beast, but it's like the plot's kind of like a vehicle for the jokes, and I don't know if that's fair, because that would imply that it was a crap story that was just meant to be peppered with a bunch of jokes nonsensically. But it wasn't.
It wasn't garbage.
I know, but I don't know how to describe this without, like, you know, devaluing the movie, because it's not like the story was bad. It's just like, you know, it existed very specifically to be a placeholder in between the jokes. And I don't know how to say that without making it sound bad, but that's what it is.
I agree. And as I was trying to say, like, it's not awful. It's fine. But, like, it's nothing to write home about. It's just, like, they have to prevent this kid from being evil. And I don't know. I just felt weird about the kid because, like, he didn't seem that powerful. You know what I mean? Like, he just shoots fire. I mean, like,
why,
like,
weren't there any other X-Men that could have... Okay, if... I feel like this kid could have been done in by anybody else.
Yeah, basically. Like, it felt weird that, like, this kid was so important with these powers. It's just like, yeah, she's gonna go on a killing spree and murder everybody.
Okay,
and it's just like, really? Like,
now,
really?
What I think the story was trying to say is he wasn't, like, the doom of the world. He just happened to be a villain and happened to kill Cable's kid and mom, or a kid and wife.
I suppose that's
fair. I think it was more of a personal vendetta, not like a last human on Earth coming back to right the wrong sort of thing.
Yeah. But I mean,
I see what you're saying. Like, this kid sucked. Well, yeah, it did look like it was shit there, but it's also the future. You know, bad stuff happens. But it does feel like maybe this kid wasn't supposed to be the ultimate villain, just a villain that happened to be in the wrong place at the right time. You know.
I guess maybe you're right. Like, and in that sense, I guess it's fine. Like, you know, it's just like, you know, he's just a villain and he went back to prevent him, to kill him just because he was the one villain to kill his family.
Right.
You know, any of the other ones could have potentially done it. I don't know.
Okay, but all right. But actually, while we're on the subject, here's the thing that confused me with this movie, because it has time travel and therefore it kind of fucks its own ass. So here's what happens. Here's what happens.
Okay.
This kid is throwing a temper tantrum in the middle of that orphanage or correctional facility or whatever you want to call it. And the cops show up, assuming that Deadpool does show up there and in the timeline because, you know, his wife dies or whatever. Assuming this still happens.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Well,
we have no reason that wouldn't be prevented because Cable hadn't even shown up yet. So like that's all
assuming
set in
that
stone.
Happens.
Yeah, sorry.
He then will probably do the same thing he did and defend the kid, and then the kid will be arrested and he'll be arrested, and Deadpool will die in prison, presumably from his cancer. Because the Cable says that all of those people are dead, assuming Deadpool is also dead by that point. He didn't specifically say, but it's heavily implied Deadpool's dead in the future by Cable. Which means that because if Cable wasn't there to bust them out of prison by accident, then he would have died with his powers turned off. Which means the kid should not have felt betrayed by Deadpool to try to make friends with Juggernaut, to try to escape, to then kill his boss or his warden or whatever. So without Deadpool being there alive to say they weren't friends, that he wouldn't, you know, have, like, run off and done the bad. And he also wouldn't have gotten out if Cable hadn't have shown him there to try to kill him. So I'm just, it's kind of like...
This movie, you can't do this with this movie. Like, I guess that's what I have to say and to defend it. Because... this movie, you just have to roll with it. Time travel, just let it happen. Whatever they say, just roll with it. It's fine. Like, because it's not that kind of movie. This isn't like this intellectual time travel film. This isn't, I don't know, what's an example of a film that has like 12 Monkeys or like to a certain degree Back to the Future. And Back to the Future is kind of hokey with its time travel as well, but at least Back to the Future is consistent.
Yeah, but
like,
in Back to the Future,
you know,
all the things that involved time travel became the new closing loop because Marty did go back and do those things and he interacted with himself indirectly in the past, leading to the future. It's a big closed circle. This doesn't have that. Because if Cable never comes back, this kid never gets out, and if this kid never gets out, Cable never comes back.
Well, it could be that it was always a closed loop, that like maybe Cable always came back to try to prevent this, and the only thing that changed was Deadpool convincing the kid to be good.
I don't know, but
clearly the time was changed because, you know, the bear got
right, but then it wouldn't
whatever.
Be a closed
so
loop
I don't
then,
know.
Because he wouldn't come back then if time wasn't fucked.
Steve, just don't worry about it.
I mean, it's just, super not please. Important. It's just it kind of bugs
your,
me.
Your life is better not thinking about this. I assure
okay.
you.
I mean, I'm actually I didn't even think
it.
About it until just right now as we were talking. I was like, hey, wait a minute, what's the deal with that? I mean, you can't do too much time travel thinking in this one because this is the same movie where Deadpool goes back and saves his own wife, undoing the entire events of the movie.
Yeah, he does do that, doesn't he?
Because if he does do that, he never saves the kid in the first place.
And he saves Peter.
Yeah, and he saves Peter. Which happens after his wife is already
dead. Bear.
So that doesn't make sense either.
Oh my god. Okay, wait. There's one thing. I don't know why I thought of this just now, but there was one thing I wanted to mention, and it's really small and dumb, but it was this recurring joke that I loved. Hi, Wade. Hi, Yukio. Bye, Wade. Bye, Yukio. I don't know what it was, but I laughed every fucking time. It was so good to me. Like, I don't know. It was just in something that had so much, like, crazy shenanigans and, like, emotional beats and, like, everything else. To have something so simple and so innocent just felt so good. Like it's just like, yes, these two are friends for no reason. They just are always friendly with one another. I love it. I loved it. Oh my god, it's so stupid.
I also enjoy
I
the end where it's Cable versus or Cable and Deadpool versus all the white suit guys, and he's like, "Can I have a gun?" It's like, "Nope. All right, I'll just use this brick."
And it works. I also, oh my god, that's another thing we forgot to mention. Did you hear the music that was playing when Colossus and Juggernaut fought?
Probably, but I didn't register
did
the
you,
joke.
Did you? It, well, the joke, it was like this choir that was just like, "You can't stop Juggernaut! Holy shit, balls!
Yep.
Holy shit, balls!"
I remember, yeah, it plays in the credits, like, too.
Yes, it does. It does play also in the credits. Oh, yeah, also, fuck those guys. I expected an after-credit scene, and I did not receive one. I waited all the way to the end, and I didn't get anything for it. It was really funny too, though, because in my theater, like some guy yelled out, "Is that it?"
I mean, the screen went black, and I was like, "Oh, are they just messing with me, right? It's Deadpool's just messing with me, right?" It's like, "Nope, lights come on." It's like, "Oh, okay, I guess we're done here."
We did get a great after credit scene. Like, I'm not disappointed, but at the same time, it's just like, man, like bastards. I expected more.
Well, it's like, all right, it's a public service announcement to all movies, I guess. Before your credits start rolling, put up a little. We need to invent some sort of standardized symbol to indicate there's after credit scenes, because I don't want to have to sit in that theater and wait.
See, the whole point of after credit scenes is it's like a bonus thing, and if you don't care, if you're not paying attention, you can miss it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the whole point. Like,
it's like a risk on your part. Now people wait for it, and it doesn't show up sometimes. So it's no longer a bonus for people who stick around for credits. Now it's a waste of time if they don't have one, because they don't tell you there isn't one.
I don't know. I agree with you, but I don't agree with you.
Stop having after credit scenes, or let us know we have them.
No, I like them. Fine, I agree that, like, it's just like, hey, this one has after credit scenes. Like, you know,
I mean,
here you
now
go.
I've gotten to the point where I just Google it during the credits and seeing if there is one.
Yeah, basically.
Which is how I knew there was Deadpool ones. But
so okay, what? I mean, unless you have anything else to say.
No, Deadpool 2 was good. That's it.
Deadpool 2 was good. I liked Deadpool 2. It was very, very pleasing. So I guess we'll move on to our final numeric. What the fuck am I trying to
thoughts?
Say? Our final score. God, I couldn't think of the word score. Shut up, Steve. I'm tired. All right. So we're gonna move on to our final thoughts and scores. But yeah, we both agree Deadpool is good. We both liked it. The plot was a bit convoluted, but we still liked it. Jokes were good. Everything
Correct.
Was good.
Correct.
It was good. So, number. What do you think? What do you think of a score?
It's hard because if you look at it in a vacuum, it's not a good movie. It's a stupid movie. But at the same time, I didn't have a bad
pleasing.
Time. So...
I had a great time. Like, I really, like, in my completely subjective viewpoint, I'd probably give it, like, a 9, but I know that that's kind of unfair, because it doesn't actually deserve that, you know what I mean? Like,
well, okay.
So,
can you say it doesn't deserve it if you enjoyed it? Isn't that the only thing a movie has to do for you? I mean, not every movie has to be Citizen Kane.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think 8, a minimum, is
I mean,
good.
I would be happy
I think
to meet
that
you
it deserves
8.
That. You'd be happy with that. I don't know, but I feel like I could do higher than that. You know, like I feel like I could go beyond that. I'm maybe 8. Do you think 8.5?
I'll give you 8.5.
I think we should do 8.5. All right, fine. Let's say 8.5. I feel guilty saying 9. I just can't do that. You know, it's like, like it's not that good. It's just good. Like eight and a half sounds good.
Oh yeah,
it is good. Yeah, we both liked it. So yeah. I am planning on buying this one. I think there's a lot of jokes that I feel like I missed the first time, so I would love to watch it again. But I'm not going to see it in theaters again because I'm poor.
Fair enough.
And I have other movies to watch, like Solo, which we're going to have to review in the very,
very
near future.
Very near future.
Yes, God. You know what I'm most excited for in regards to Solo? I know this is our Deadpool review, but I'm most excited for Solo so we don't have to talk about Solo anymore. And it's done. Thank God. Like, okay, so our official ranking is 8.5. Those are the complaints this week. If you can't complain, share it with your friends. Bye.